Place. No form is there. Prior to being any form was there. We are not knowing who am I. To say I am, some presence is required. With that I prior to beingness. That conviction, not I'm talking understanding, that conviction support to be appears spontaneously, for which you have to undergo strictly meditation. It's the only source. No any exercise, no torturing of the body. You're not required to go anywhere, any temple. You're not required to go any master also. Approach your own master. You're neglecting your own master. You are measuring yourself in body form, that marker. Knowledge everywhere. Knowledge not. That is called realization. And because it is unidentified, invisible, anonymous identity. There is no name. You can't see, we feel it. What you see, it is illusion. Through which you see, it is reality. Entire world projected out of that sphere, in your sphere, sphere within you. Entire world projected out of invisible sphere within you. You can't guess. Mind, ego, intellect disappears. These are functioning elements. It is not bad. But if you use excessively mind ego intellect, it will be bad. They say that anything excess is a poison. So have your own responsibility, not to neglect your body, not to neglect your family. Do your job, do your duties. Oh, I'm a spiritual man, how can I do so soon? Because you are final truth. And therefore, spontaneous conviction is supposed to be appear as with the result, remain unconcerned with the world, untouched with the world, also with all concepts. All desire will be dissolved, no desire will be there. Please come. And therefore, spiritual courage is required to accept the realities. May reality not separate from you. And therefore, I am again repeating that meditation is the only source. With the intellect we can understand, it's okay. Sorry. Why knowledge is required? Because I forgot identity. What do you mean by knowledge? Just to identify ourselves, simply. After identifying also, identify disappears. Through various words, I am trying to convince the invisible listener within you, which is formless. Why to refer so many books? Okay, you refer so many books. What they convey that most important? Only reading thousands of books, meaningless. Because you are a central point of this world. For a moment, presence is not there. What is the value of this body? What is the value of the knowledge? Where was that knowledge prior to beingness? What is the use of that spiritual knowledge after leaving the body?
गरम पानी ना बोलो
थोड़ा
There's thousands of questions are there. Answer within you. They won't even answer. If you are selfless, there is no God. No Brahman, no Atman, no Paramatma. They are all concepts. Appear upon your presence. Even I am Brahman also concept appear upon your presence. Presence does not know I am presence. Therefore, instead of studying spirituality, try to observe what you are listening. The listener's story, listener's identity. Because this body is an opportunity for you. Don't waste time. It is invaluable. Your presence is invaluable. Through body you can identify my I. It's a common presence and body. Presence touch with the body, you say, I. It's like a matchbox and stick. Fire is everywhere. The moment that matchbox and stick click each other, you see fire. Where that fire goes? Hell or heaven? The moment invisible presence touch with the body, you say I. Where are I prior to beingness? So be practical. Not a lot of theory. Need not to go to study any spiritual books. Five elements are there, these bodies are there, four bodies are there. Why to use up that four bodies and all these things? Subtle body, this body, consciousness, unconsciousness, awareness. They are only playing with the words. Do not get happiness out of them. It is a kind of entertainment. Momentary spiritual entertainment. What is the use of a spiritual science? It's what it says. You are separate from all these five elements. The moment the presence appear, all the entire world projected, including the all five elements. You are father of five elements. Where are the sky prior to beingness? Let's give you a simple example. In dream you see everything, correct? You're sleeping. You're deep sleep. You see sky, you see moon, you see sun, you see ocean, you see so many people. Till today you might seen thousands of dreams. Till today you might have seen thousands of dreams. What has happened to that, all those people you have seen in dream? How the dream would project it? You are there and there only. So it's a long dream world. But what happens? Lot of desires are there. I want this thing, that thing, that thing, that thing. Recently I come through with this thoughts mentioned there, some Facebook something. The human being were bringing not bought along with his pockets. After leaving, you're not having any pockets. What to fill the pockets in between? That means, proud of beingness, nothing was there. Now so much desire, no, so much greed is there. I want this, I want this, I want this. Who want all this? For what? How long are you going to use all these things? Temporary relief. Money is there, sex is there, publicity is there. So many things are there, so many material positions are there. So be firm, the firmness is most important. And for which you must have strong faith within you and your master. Whosoever will be your master. But matter is not any form, it's formless matter. Not this is form. Invisible identity within the master and invisible identity, so-called disciple, is not separate. It's one and the same, the bodies are different. So reality is not impossible. Yes?
Master, the conviction, spontaneous conviction can happen at any time. It doesn't necessarily happen during meditation. Is that correct?
It happens spontaneously after having the conviction, after having all the dissolved body knowledge. The moment body knowledge dissolves, this is food body, you know, it's food body. So for supplying food and water, it's a... Who is acting this body? We're talking from this body. Who is experiencing from this body? Who is listening from the body? Who is thinking from the body? Say, I'm talking something about spirituality. The invisible listener, it is analyzing the words. Without your knowledge. Raising comes questions. Who is that questioner? It's very, very interesting thing. Go deep and deep and deep in self-perception, you'll find this fullness. Oh, so that I.
Master, deeper and deeper into meditation. You're talking deeper
after
and deeper.
Having meditation, through that meditation words, all the concept will be dissolved. So melted. Body identity will be dissolved. And you'll see within yourself, my beingness is everywhere in every being. My presence is everywhere. That spontaneous conviction will appear within you.
So during the course of the day, when all these family members or people are around...
Yes, in dream, so many family members are there.
They're not really there, right?
So, I'm not asking you to neglect your family members. What your job is here, do your job. Do your duties. Carry all responsibilities. But at the same time, there should be conviction. I have nothing to do with all these things. As if you are acting in some drama. I'll give you a simple example. You are acting in a drama, you are doing some role. You are doing a very nice role. People are like, oh, at that time you are knowing that I am nothing to do with this role. I have to act for 3 hours only, or 2.5 hours, or 2 hours. Like that, you have to convince yourself. Knowledge is there. Lot of knowledge is there. In the light of that knowledge, reality, you have to convince where I stand. What I want exactly. I'm meditating, I'm doing bhajan, I'm doing all these things, I'm reading so many books, I'm approaching so many masters. How extent it will be useful for me? where I stand. Who want all these things? What is the purpose behind that? Because we are not peaceful, we are not happy. Everything is with us. No happiness is there. No peacefulness is there. Always there is tension. Mostly that fear of the death. Why this? Because we are not identifying ourselves in real sense. We are not having any experience of death and birth. And as you know, this, what is the time limit of this body? You're a small child, grown up as a young man, an old woman, and then old man, and then old, some or other day, willing and willing to leave the body. Is your identity. So be fearless. After having the conviction, you'll be fearless. Oh, let the ending happen. Because I am unborn. The allegation that you have taken birth and you are going to die. There was spiritual science. If I tell you how to compare, compare just like a sky. Sky does not have sky. So into individual presence, does not have individual presence. We are using I, you, he, she, it. It's a language, just for conversation. And therefore I told that not to play with the spiritual words. Who is you, who is I? Okay, just for understanding. Yes, Jay, you want to ask a question?
No, actually, I just wanted to say that I need to leave. So, thank you very much for...
Okay. Feel it is very, very interesting. Yes, you want to ask a question? Please come here. Sit here.
I've noticed, Maharaj, since starting the Nau Mantra, that I have become more inward focused, much quieter, able to take care of my duties, but very detached, much more efficient. But it seems like my energy is more inside, much at peace. So it's been a good experience. I think I understand a little bit of what you're talking about. I don't know about spontaneous conviction, but there's been a big switch, a big change since the mantra.
See, superior measuring ourselves in body form, whatever experience appears, it is illusion. If you feel I am Brahman, also illusion. Because whatever feeling, all feeling appear upon your presence. Presence is not Brahman. Name is given Brahman, Atma, Paramatma, God, Master. The name are given to identify that individual presence.
It doesn't even, it's not even like a feeling. There's just quiet. There's just very, very quiet.
It's good.
Yes. This is Hamid and Anya.
Oh.
Let's sit here. Let's see, please.
Yes, you're from New York?
I live in Chicago.
Chicago,
but
yeah.
Joe from New York, because I was in New York.
Okay.
Yes.
What about your spiritual study?
Oh, you want to go?
Yes, it's me three.
Yeah, yeah.
What is this?
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
I came across the teachings of Sri Nisargadatta Maharaj 10 years ago.
Very good.
And it had an immense effect on my beingness, and I wasn't really able to handle over that. So over the last 10 years, I mainly practiced on the Sufi path. And the teacher, Lek Sikson, he was very inspired in feeling himself with the lineage of Sri Ramakrishna also. And last year, I came back to reading Sri Nisargadatta and your wonderful book. Mm.
See, after reading so many books, how to absorb that knowledge? Knowledge is just reality, your reality, listener's reality, reader's reality. And I support to be dissolved. That I appear upon your invisible presence. The presence is not able to talk about the I. And as I told it, except your selfless self, there is no God, no Brahman, no Atman, no Paramatman, no Master. The invisible listener within you, it is a Master. It does not have any special identity. To say, your presence is required. The presence is not talk about the I and to talk about the God. To say God, your presence is required. Body can't say, this is God. If there is no presence, body can't act. This is dead body. An invisible presence, an invisible listener within you, through which you can identify the world. That means, entire world projected out of your invisible presence. The presence is not in the body, you will talk about the world and God and everything. Who knows Krishna? Prior to beginning, you know Krishna? Any God you know? Any master you know? Any spiritual knowledge you are having? Nothing. After living body, what is the use of that Krishna? All God and God is a concept. Okay, it's not bad. I'm not criticizing. I'm placing before you the invisible identity within you, which you call Brahman, Atman, Paramatman, God, Krishna. What your names are given? To say Lord Krishna, your presence is there. The presence is not. Who talk about the Lord Krishna? You know the picture, this Lord Krishna. Somebody told us, we read from some books. This is the God, Rama, this is Krishna, this is the Lord. Prior to beingness, do you know anything about this? Be honest, body. No. After living body, do you know anything about it? Any master, any God, any goddesses? Through body you are trying to identify, this is the God. And what is the use of the God? Just to have peacefulness, happiness. What do we require? The body knowledge is not tolerable, therefore all the God and goddess is required. Why spiritual knowledge is required? Body knowledge is not tolerable. For which you are taking some material causes. So many desires are there. All desires are supposed to be dissolved spontaneously. You might have read thousands of books. What is the use of the book reading? Try to identify any visible reader within you. Just we collect information through various books. playing with the word Atma, Paramatma, Brahman, Atman, Paramatma, so many words are there. There's so many books are there. What they convey? So many masters, what they convey? They say that if you selfless self, there is no God, no Brahman, no Atman, no Paramatman, no Master. Want to see that Master within you? Want to see that Krishna within you? Because you are imagining yourself in body form. That body hasn't supposed to be dissolved for which you have to undergo the discipline of the meditation. Why meditation is required? Through which you are hammering yourself. You are inviting attention of the invisible meditator within you, that your ultimate truth, your final truth. That is base, meditation. It is also, meditation also illusion. But it is necessary to remove one illusion, you have to take the help of another illusion. Be strong, not physically, spiritually. Have some courage to accept the reality. We have some pressures of so many concepts, spiritual concepts. Oh, how can I do this? If I say something, it will be something. This is called sin, this is called virtues. What is sin? What is virtue? This is called destiny, this is past birth, future birth. Whose birth? This is karma, that is karma. What is the karma? You are not doer, there is no deed. Ultimate truth is not separate from you. So far we are measuring ourselves in body form, that ultimate truth will be separate. As you know, body is not your identity at all. Body was not your identity and body is not going to remain identity at all. It's a human fact. Some or other day, willingly, unwillingly, you have to leave this body. And for which you must have some spontaneous conviction. You read books, no problem. What they convey, that's most important. Only adding spiritual words. Would that spiritual knowledge will be help at the time of leaving your body? What you are reading, what you are listening, it should be absorbed totally. If you want talking hours together, it is meaningless. I am inviting attention of the invisible listener within you all the time, that except yourself, nothing is there. Have some courage, spiritual courage, to accept the reality which you are lacking. I am doing something, I am doing things. What are you doing? You can't do anything. If there is no presence, I cannot do it with this body. There is no presence for a moment in this body, what you can do? Nothing. And there we told that this presence is just like a scarce space. It does not have space, or it does not have presence. Try to identify invisible identifier within you. It is unconcerned with the world. Unconcerned with all the activities. How you were proud to identify yourself? I don't know. What identification remains after leaving the body? I don't know. I don't know, means I am not shapeless, I am not formless. My presence is there, but not in form. Well, lack of confidence. Where is everything? Everybody knows Atma, Paramatma, God, Brahman, but lack of confidence is there. Some impressions are there. Yes. But to come out from all this illusionary circle, or all action within the illusionary circles, super desires are there. We are under the pressure of mind, ego, intellects. What is mind? A flow of thoughts. Ego is there, I am doing something. What is it? Intellect is there. Where are the intellects, mind, ego, prior to beingness? Which is formless, no form is there, no shape is there. Everything came out of nothing, everything dissolved within nothing. There is no restriction. You are not required to exercise anything, any exercise, not to torture your body. Do your duties. Also, your responsibilities. You are practical. Oh, I am a spiritual man, I am a spiritual woman. I have to do this. No, not to do. Be simple, be normal. Don't underestimate yourself. How can it be happen? Everything can be happen. Nothing is impossible. You are not required to spend a single penny for it. It's your knowledge. There are master is Uttamara says, I'm not making a disciple, I'm making a master. Because you are a master. The moment you stop measuring yourself in body form, matter is not separate from you.